Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.
I want to say happy birthday to the sweet Wylene.
It's her birthday!
So sweet.
Isn't that nice? I'm so thankful for her. I hope she has a great birthday. Birthdays are fun. I mean, So yeah, happy birthday to her.
That almost sounded like a doghouse birthday wish. Sounded like you were almost in trouble. But you're not.
No, I'm not. No.
Today is actually her physical birthday.
It's absolutely her physical birthday today. So we're going to have a good night tonight. It's going to be good. Can't wait. You just had a marriage deal, right?
Oh my gosh.
How'd that go?
So my daughter turned 6 over the weekend. And we asked her where she wanted to go for her birthday dinner. And she said, Chuck E. Cheese. And both my husband are like, okay.
And how many Chuck E. Cheese's are there in Chicago?
There are a couple. There's like the one in the city, which is like sort of sketchy. You just never know if like a fight's going to break out.
Really?
And then there's one in like a nearby suburb that's like less sketchy, where there's less chance of a fight to break out. So we went to that one. It's probably equidistant from our house. It's just whether or not you want to go into the city or head more out of the city. And so we did that. And, man, it was like so funny. We show up and it is a mob scene. I mean, the parking lot is just jam packed, like wait for a space. And this does not bode well, but you know, promises were made and she's 6. So you gotta like, you can't be like, well, there's no parking.
You can't.
Bye. No, sadly you can't. So we get a space. We go in. And we go to check in, and the place is just wall to wall. I mean, the place is like a kiddie casino. Have either of you ever been inside of a Chuck E. Cheese?
Maybe once. Long time ago.
Well, I know. I mean, until I had kids. I went there as a child.
Didn't you ever go there as a kid?
We went to Showbiz Pizza.
They were both. Remember? Showbiz begot Chuck E.
Yeah.
Now, why is one of them, you worried about a fight breaking out? Is it that rough and tough inside of Chuck E. Cheese's
it can be an intense environment. I mean, parents aren't always on their best behavior, you know, kids fight over stuff and then all of a sudden the parents are fighting over stuff. And I mean, no particular incident has ever broken out, but it's definitely one of those you're like, do we want to be that family that suddenly is there the night that their luck changed? We show up and the place is packed. It's full of, we go up to walk in. That the one thing that Chuck E. Cheese really has in is there's only one way in and one way out. Mm-hmm. And she's like, are you here for the fundraiser? And I'm like, no. Does that mean you're closed? Wishful thinking. She's like, no. It's just, there's a fundraiser going on, but you know, we're still open to the public. So we go in and it is just an absolute mob scene.
Is
I mean, it's
really?
6 o'clock on a Friday night. I don't know what we were thinking, but I waited in line to order pizza and to get the game cards and to grab a beer, and went back to the table, handed each of the kids their, you know, cards, and then they are just gone in the wind. I mean, but the nice thing is that you can trust it because it's like there's really no place for them to go and nobody can walk out with them. But the people watching was just amazing. There was this lady at a table nearby us, and she had a full-on Dreamcatcher chest tattoo. Like fully exposed. I mean, it's November in the Midwest.
You've got
a dream catcher
chest tattoo. I mean, are you supposed to cover it up?
No, you don't hide that light under a bushel or a sweater, even if it's November in the Midwest.
Do they still have the robot band?
That's what I was going to wonder. Do they still have singing and stuff and playing?
They do, but we weren't in that area. We plopped ourselves. We finally found a table and we kind of got ourselves in the action. So it's really loud. I mean, it's like Vegas. I mean, it's like ding, 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 ding. Like stuff's going off and there's all sorts of rides and everything's happening. And I mean, we were out of there in 90 minutes. That's about all my nerves can take.
But they do have robot band.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, they do. I couldn't tell you what or when they were performing. They were in another room.
It sounds
like
you hated your experience there.
Was it not fun?
I mean,
I'm an adult. Of course it's not fun. I mean, you don't go there as an adult because you enjoy the experience. You go there because you are taking
it's
one
It's such
the team
a parent trap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think we have one anymore. Now everybody goes to Amazing Pizza Machine.
Now we got one still. We still got one over there by that Buffalo Wild Wings and that Asian market right
there. Yeah, it's
the
over
middle.
There on 78, 76.
Yeah, it's still there.
We used to go there. They used to have cheap beer.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. All right.
So I've gone in there once for, our buddy Ian had a birthday party there. Okay. And we went there for the super cheap pitchers of beer.
God, I guess, why not?
So, I mean, it's interesting people. You avoided the rough one and found the one with the chest tattoos.
Right, exactly. The
fundraiser one.
But I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you watch kids melt down and then parents melt down. I mean, there was a table next to us where the dad was like T-minus to just blowing his top. I mean, if the kid came over one more time and bugged him, I mean, and you could just tell that mom was like trying to soothe things over, but dad was over it. He hated this place. He didn't care how cheap the pitchers of beer was. He didn't want to be there. I mean, it was definitely a high-octane experience. I mean,
I would almost want to take my kid to a place where it's just about him. Like, go anywhere and then make that place their birthday
party.
Their
deal, yeah.
I always thought it was a bad idea to take your kid where every kid goes.
For their
Because
day,
then they're not special. It's like everybody's there. I mean, I know they can have a good time and have their own little birthday party, but...
Right. I mean, if we had actually... I mean, you can have birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese. This was just, where do you want to go for dinner for your birthday? And she said Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, and that was like just... it was just the four of us. It was just my husband, the two kids, and me. I mean, this wasn't like a total... I mean, this was supposed to be a one-off.
That's a disappointment, yeah. Like, because I plan on taking Wylene to Chuck E. Cheese's tonight.
Oh, well, okay. You know, of course.
I'm on the website in Omaha. Chuck E. Cheese, and it's got the deal where I can book a party. It says, okay. Book a birthday party here. Look at me here. Mm-hmm. Look at children. I'm going to put in 60.
Yeah.
One adult.
Uh-huh.
Stress them out.
Right, they're like, oh!
That's 280. I'm going to say 86 kids, one adult.
Oh, that's terrifying.
That
don't
would be
do
terrifying.
It.
They'll close the doors. Yeah.
So did you eat there? No. Did you have a good
Yeah, we
good
got
experience?
Pizza. We okay. got pizza. We got... The pizza's not terrible.
Okay, all right. Because I've always heard... And I'm not slagging showbiz. I've always heard it remind some people of like back when they're in school, having the school pizza a little bit.
A little bit. They put like this garlic butter brush on the crust type of thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I mean, we got one medium pizza... one beer, two beverages, and then tokens for the kids, and it was $60.
Holy smokes. All
I know.
Right. Well,
I mean, and definitely. I didn't eat. My husband didn't eat. I mean, the kids ate. I mean, so it was like $60 for 90 minutes, and you're like, okay, happy birthday.
I guess,
Mom needs...
Chuck E. Cheese isn't open on Thursday.
Oh, they're not?
They're not open for Thanksgiving.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, well, understandable.
Have lunch there.
No, we wanted to do our family dinner. At Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Run far away and fast. Don't go.
All right, 938-9400. 922.
Channel 94.1.
Hey, Omaha Virtual Reality. I want to say they have a new participant for the diaper drive. I guess they're going to be doing some collecting of diapers, virtual reality arcade in the Westroads Mall.
The old Gizmos?
God, that brings back memories when I hear arcade in
the
Westroads Mall.
Somebody should bring it back. Not that give them the right plug.
Yeah.
But it'd be fun if they someday branded themselves as Gizmos. So Gizmos was the original arcade when Westroads. And we got to be fair, Westroads wasn't the first mall.
No,
but it was the mall that we grew up with. It was Center Mall.
Yeah.
Then Westroads.
I thought Crossroads.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just in Crossroads this
weekend.
Probably
Crossroads with Sears. Yeah. Then Westroads was like the West Mall. And then it wasn't too west enough. And then it was Village Point.
Oakview. And then it got to Village Point.
And that
Point.
Wasn't west enough. And then you had to go out to Village Point. And then Westroads became Menards. And that got hip again. And now someday we'll make Crossroads hip again, too.
Yeah, yeah.
No way to save the Center Mall.
No, Center Mall. I think the Center Mall is just businesses at this point.
But we used to take the bus to the Westroads to play at Gizmo's all day, man. Gizmo's.
I can still see it in my head.
Went over there and played some Zaxxon.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad had the T-shirt. He must have been buddies with the owner, because I remember growing up, that was like one of my favorite T-shirts that my dad had. It said Gizmos on the front, and it was like, that was like the coolest, that he had an arcade T-shirt.
I mean, look at these kids. I mean, we saw last Halloween, kids were dressed as Ghostbusters, not because they saw the movie, but because of Stranger Things.
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. I mean, you wonder
the
why.
The kids in Stranger Things dressed like the Ghostbusters guys, but if you've been watching Stranger Things, they go to the arcade.
Yeah, the good old arcade. How it's changed. Yeah, because the mall at Westroads Mall, man, that was the Gizmos was the place to go to. I don't recall. I think there was a small one. Yeah, because I was just in Crossroads this weekend. I was going to the sweaty store.
Okay.
It was closed.
You're basically eating tonight across from where Gizmos was.
Yeah.
You're staring at Gizmos.
Yeah. I'm going to be at P.F. Chang's.
Gizmos was basically in where Yonkers / corner of Von Maur would be.
Yeah. Yep.
Did they have an Old Market one too? Didn't they have a Gizmos in the Old Market as well?
I don't know.
Yeah, like I remember there was Gizmos at the Westroads, but I wonder at one point if there was like a Gizmos in the Old Market as well.
Well, lots of things had video games. Like we used to go in whatever was downtown. Maybe it was a Godfather's. I remember used to have a lot of video games.
Yeah.
And you'd go in there to play them.
I don't know. I don't remember a downtown. I wasn't allowed to go down there when I was younger.
Yeah, it was down in the Old Market because I remember my dad taking me down there.
With his Gizmo shirt?
Gizmo's shirt, yeah. He must have known the owner, or they were buddies or something, because he had a Gizmo's T-shirt and it was like the coolest thing. And I think it was down in the Old Market, like on the main strip, like on Howard there.
We're old.
I know, but this was like when I was little. Like, I mean, it was like I would never have even been able to reach the games, but I just have memories of going down there and all the lights.
Your dad's like, we're going to go shopping.
Well, exactly.
People probably would think that the old school arcade was Family Fun Center.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Still exists. There's still Family Fun Center.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is.
W.C. Franks.
Okay, W.C. Franks is over on 120th.
There were a couple. There were a couple locations, but the one at W.C. Franks was originally right by Broncos off of 119th and like 120th and Pacific.
Yeah.
You know where that Broncos is now?
Yep.
That was the original W.C. Franks, and then it moved up to 132nd and Center.
So I remember that one right there. Well, this one's this new one I'm not familiar with, but I'm going to check it out now. It's in the Westroads Mall. It's called OMO Virtual Reality. And what they're going to do is each package of diapers, they're going to have 2 minutes. 2 minutes of virtual reality, which would be awesome. How the times have changed. You can do some VR there. And, they're going to do what they can. But I just want to thank those guys for taking part in this year's OMO Diaper Drive, the December Diaper Drive. Need details, go to channel94.com.
Channel 94.1. Welcome, everybody. Wow. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only. You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Morning, 9:51. All right, people, you got the rest of the day to get Katy Perry tickets, and then you got tomorrow. And don't forget, whenever you get these tickets, you're going to be entered in a little drawing we're going to do for the drop zone, which is that zone that's right near the stage, so you can get pretty up and close and personal as well.
And what was the good news that we found out yesterday?
Yesterday?
Baby was born.
Oh, yes. The baby was born. I didn't know if we can say anything. Hi, Kay. Yeah, she had a nice little baby.
Well, she's healthy. Everybody was healthy. Yeah. So she had healthy baby child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll leave it up to her to reveal the big reveal.
Yeah, the big reveal. But everybody's doing great. Mom, baby. Been mad texting with her. I want to get my hands on that infant.
I know you do.
I wish they had smello texting because I'd like to get the smell of those newborn babies.
They really nice smell. Okay.
They just have that clean living smell.
When will they invent that?
You know, I think they have it. I've looked around for Molly some new baby smell perfume.
Well, the smell would have to be replicated like on your end.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know how to digitize a smell and send it across the grid.
Yes. No, I know that.
It'd be like if we had the smell of cookies on this end to blow
just
it at
blow
you.
Blow right at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's all kinds of smells I'd blow at you. And that'd be, the new baby smell would be one of them. Okay,
oh, that's
Molly.
So good.
All right, Kay, how you doing?
I'm great.
Good. You got the next opportunity to hook someone up with tickets.
Yes.
What's that?
Katy Perry mashup is coming up during the 11 o'clock hour today.
Okay. All right. So listen closely to win. We'll see you guys in the morning. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Big party show. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
Squirrel will not grow. Big party show. Breast will enlarge. Big party show. The radio is on. Sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
941.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.